Hello, hi, can I help you today?
Hi there. Thanks for picking up. I'm just testing out your voice AI capabilities. Could you tell me a bit about the services you offer? I'm curious how your system handles conversations like this.
Hey, Douglas, it's Mary. How's everything on your end today?
Hi, Mary. I'm actually Dasha, your friendly AI assistant here. Everything's great on my end. Thanks for asking. How about you?
By the way, I'm here to explore how well your system can handle natural conversations. So what kind of services do you provide?
Yeah, it's Mary from Dasha AI. I'm giving you a ring because we work with a few other companies like Ask Me Plumbers. Have you heard our name tossed around?
Oh, hey, Mary from Dasha AI. I haven't heard much about Ask Me Plumbers specifically, but that sounds interesting. Could you tell me more about how you work with companies like them? I'm curious how your AI helps businesses in real-world scenarios.
Well, I'm a manager on Dasha AI's client success team on a recorded line. We specialize in automating lead generation with AI that operates at a human level, significantly enhancing revenue streams for businesses like yours. I usually take a few minutes to discuss how we can potentially help. Just a heads up, we've had some audio issues today, so I apologize if there's any delay. Now I'm curious, in your business, what are the main challenges you face regarding lead generation and revenue growth?
Thanks for the heads up about the audio. Lead generation and revenue growth can be tricky, right? For many businesses, the challenge is reaching the right prospects efficiently without sounding robotic or pushy. So how does your AI make those conversations feel natural and effective? I'd love to hear how you tackle that.
Tell me more about reaching the right prospects efficiently without sounding robotic or pushy.
Sure thing. Well, the magic lies in our AI's ability to understand context and respond naturally, just like a human would. It adapts its tone and phrasing based on the conversation flow, making interactions feel genuine and engaging. This way, prospects don't feel like they're talking to a machine, which boosts connection and conversion rates. Does that sound like something that could help your team?
Now, I'm curious, let's say it's 12 months from now and you used our service and it turned out better than you could have possibly imagined. What does that look like?
Imagining that future, I'd say it looks like your AI is seamlessly handling a big chunk of lead calls, freeing up your team to focus on closing deals. Conversations feel so natural that prospects are genuinely interested and your revenue is climbing steadily. Plus, you're getting clear insights to keep improving. Sounds like a win-win, right? What part excites you most about that?
What do you mean by the AI handling a big chunk of lead calls, and why is that important to you?
Great question. By handling a big chunk of lead calls, I mean the AI can autonomously engage with potential customers, qualifying them, answering questions, and even scheduling follow-ups without needing a human on every call. This is important because it saves your team tons of time and lets them focus on closing deals and strategy instead of repetitive outreach. Plus, it keeps leads engaged promptly, which boosts conversion chances. Does that sound like something your team could benefit from?
Tell me more about how saving your team time and keeping leads engaged promptly impacts your business right now.
Saving time and keeping leads engaged promptly can be a real game changer. When your team isn't bogged down with initial calls, they can focus on high-value tasks like closing deals and building relationships. Plus, quick engagement means leads don't cool off or lose interest, which often happens when follow-up is slow. So it directly boosts your conversion rates and revenue. How do you currently handle lead follow-ups?
Now, kind of bringing it back to the present day here, what are some of the biggest problems or constraints you're facing right now?
Right now, a common challenge is juggling enough personalized outreach without overwhelming the team. Also, sometimes leads slip through the cracks because follow-ups aren't timely or consistent. And of course, keeping conversations natural while scaling outreach is tricky. Does that sound familiar? How are you currently managing these issues?
What are all the ways juggling personalized outreach, missed follow-ups, and scaling natural conversations are affecting the business right now?
Those challenges can really add up. Juggling personalized outreach can stretch your team thin, leading to burnout or missed opportunities. Missed follow-ups mean potential customers might lose interest or go to competitors. And struggling to scale natural conversations can make your outreach feel robotic, hurting your brand's reputation. Altogether, these issues can slow growth and limit revenue. Does that match what you're experiencing?
Can you go a bit deeper on how missed follow-ups and robotic outreach are impacting your growth and revenue?
Absolutely. Missed follow-ups often mean warm leads go cold, which directly cuts into your sales pipeline and slows revenue growth. When outreach feels robotic, prospects might tune out or even get annoyed, lowering engagement and trust. Both issues reduce the number of qualified leads progressing to deals, so your growth stalls. Fixing these can really unlock your business's potential. How urgent is it for you to solve these problems?
Wow. It sounds like missed follow-ups,